Okay, so I've been up since 6 a.m. writing and editing an ebook that's set to release soon. And if you're on my Keeping Up with Can electronic newsletter, then you know all about that. Then throughout the course of my day, I had a production call with the director of a short film that I wrote and produced that's in production, pre-production actually. I spent several hours social networking, followed by more hours of research on producing an ultra micro indie film, guerrilla style. More searching on the net, then ended up breaking down the script of one of my favorite 80s movies. I just finished watching a few videos on J.J. Abrams and Joss Whedon giving film production advice. And somehow, through all of that, I lost track of time and it's almost 8 o'clock p.m. So I have literally been at my computer, other than food and bathroom breaks, for about 12 hours. My whole Saturday is gone. I mean, did I accomplish anything that I set out to do originally? I wanted to go hiking. I wanted to wash my car, organize my home, visit my grams. But other than the phone call with the director, nothing else happened the way I planned. And I think that's what life is like. You make plans, you have goals, and more times than not, things don't go as planned. And that makes producing a film scary but exciting at the same time. You've got people on board who trust you, the project, and are attracted to the team that we have, and you don't want to let anybody down, and you prepare and you plan as much as possible. And you can't foresee everything that's going to happen, and you don't, there are unsuspected prizes no matter how much you plan. But the more you plan in advance, the better things will be in the end. So, yeah, today didn't go as planned for my personal life, but for my dream, it was one step closer to something that I've wanted for a long time. So I would have to say today was a good day. Anyway, my lesson here is to live each day with reckless passion. I mean, have a plan. Plan A, plan B, whatever you're going to do. Just some type of roadmap to some of the things you want to accomplish, short-term goals. And reward yourself for completing those goals, but through it all, have passion. Because if you don't have passion, the tediousness of planning and organizing can wear you down. And as much as detail as I've had to do on this project so far, and the stress and everything that goes with it, I can't believe I'm sitting here smiling while I'm recording this. It feels good. Crazy, but good. So anyway, live your dream, do the best that you can. If you make mistakes, learn from them and don't beat yourself out about it. Just know that as long as God is giving you another day, another breath, you can make a change. Well, now I have to work on two more pages of edits for my book, and then I'm going to do some more film studying by watching a few episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and then maybe I can have a little time to myself. But don't forget to check out my story, A Sure Thing. Click that link, tell a friend, support a sister, and stay lit.